Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
One of the first rules that anyone involved in the legislature learns is that you can only do what you have the votes to do. It does no good to complain about the outcome of a bill when that outcome was a foregone conclusion on election night. That's especially true of two bills championed by the homosexual lobby that passed by wide margins yesterday in the House. The first bill was Senate Bill 306, sponsored by Senator Alan Olson of Roundup. This bill was the result of a court decision where a judge said that it was discriminatory not to allow homosexuals to be charged under Montana's partner family assault statute. The reason they were excluded in the first place was that the legislature did not want to give legitimacy to homosexual relationships. The bill strips the homosexual exclusion from the statute and tacitly endorses the concept that homosexual relationships are normal. The bill easily passed the Senate, then passed the House yesterday on a 58-42 vote. The second bill is Senate Bill 107, sponsored by Senator Tom Facey of Missoula. It's also the result of a court decision, this one handed down in 1995 when the Supreme Court deemed Montana's anti-sodomy law unconstitutional. Although the law was never used subsequent to the decision, the legislature left it on the books as a policy statement. This bill has been before the legislature almost every session for the past 15 years. It passed the Senate last session, but died in the House Judiciary Committee. The same scenario played out this session, but its supporters were able to garner a supermajority of 60 votes yesterday to take it from the committee and bring it to the floor of the House for a vote. We've held it at bay for 15 years, but like I said, you can only do what you have the votes to do. One of the arguments that was made in support of the bill is that the legalization of the entire homosexual agenda is inevitable, and you don't want to be on the wrong side of history. I would remind those folks in the most forceful way possible that it's better to be on the wrong side of history than on the wrong side of eternity. An argument that was made eloquently by two members of the House Judiciary Committee who argued against the bill on the House floor. The first was the Judiciary Committee Chairman, Creighton Kearns, who reminded the body that according to John Adams, our Constitution was written for a moral and religious people and is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. He went on to state that although man's morals may change, God's laws never change, a view echoed by Representative David Halverson, who reminded the body of the concept of natural law, the laws of nature and of nature's God. And from the founding of our nation, that God has always been understood to be the Judeo-Christian God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His word says that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. His love is everlasting, his laws are everlasting, and his justice is everlasting. In the end, the motion passed by one vote. Now the bill will come to the floor for full debate. Please pray that God's Spirit will cut through the haze of political correctness and moral relativism. Our Constitution was made for a moral and religious people because the founders sought God's blessing for themselves and for the nation. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.